Okay.
Okay, can everyone hear us?
Hello. Everybody out there in La La Land? How about giving us a heads up if you can hear our voices? Did you go ahead and sign into the... Open up the chat room on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And where might I find that?
Log down... Put towards down the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then where it says Safari,
mm-hmm.
just click that.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Hello, so can anyone hear us?
Hello. Wow. Let me go ahead and change my nickname. We're not getting anything, are we? Yes, they can hear us.
Okay, awesome. Are you ready?
Is it slash Nick or Nick slash?
Nick slash.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Twitter's down, so nobody, hardly anybody knows we're doing a show, I guess.
Nope, it's slash Nick.
Oh. That's what I said, right?
Nope, you said Nick slash.
Oh. Whoops, whatever.
All right.
Okay, one second. Let me get some stuff here.
Some stuff?
Go on. Sorry, people just woke up from a nap, so.
Not me, but I don't control that part. Slash Nick. Close your legs.
Okay, you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
Let's see. Hopefully this isn't loud. Oh my god, it's tooth time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you are listening to episode...
Really?
238. Thank you for downloading.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, it's just well, Julian and myself today.
Are you going to mention the breaking news? Mm.
Well, Nicole's not here today because she just doesn't feel like it because she's taking a nap, but there's a possibility that she will not be doing the show again anymore, so... Oh, ouch. Mm. Sorry, people. So that's something we'll have to be probably going through, is removing her from the show or whatever if she decides not to do the show anymore, so... Womp womp.
Yep, so apparently the answer to the question you received earlier... About the girl with the laugh? The answer is no.
Oh, yeah. Somebody text message me and go, is that girl with the annoying laugh going to be on the show tonight?
Not so much.
Not today, I guess. So.
No. Well, seeing as how she hasn't been here for a month,
right?
Not really a big shock.
I'm trying to get everybody to spread the word that we're doing a show because Twitter is down today.
Therefore, your heart is... Has quit beating.
Right. Mm. And that's what we use for to let people know that we're on the, you know, that the show's on. So,
wow.
Sater, she says she's just getting burnt out on it. I don't know if she likes it anymore or what, so.
No. Well, maybe her titties weren't getting enough attention.
Probably.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Today.
Wow.
What is that?
Apparently, you have rolled the window down in a car that's going 90 miles an hour. Holy.
That's weird.
Fuck me in the ass. Wow.
Can you guys hear that noise?
Oh, okay. Ow. Anyway.
That's weird. Jiggle your thing.
Oh, mic cut out.
Oh, can you hear? Okay. Jiggle my thing. Okay.
So, can you guys hear that? It's like wind. Can you guys hear that? Hopefully not.
No, we shall see.
I think it's been on before and you really can't hear it, so.
Yeah, so no Nicole.
Yeah.
Maybe no Nicole anymore.
Right, we don't know. So we may have her on the show one more time. Oh my god, that's so fucking annoying. What is it?
I don't know, but it got worse when you did something with your mic. Oh. Ow, god damn.
Unplug yours. It's yours.
Okay. Wow.
Just should we switch mics?
Just put up those two mics and get the other one. It'll be okay.
People, for real, I think our equipment's like going to hell.
Cursed.
It's going on its fourth year of running, so it probably needs to be replaced.
No matter what fucking mic I get, I can line all four of them up, and something will break down. There's wind. That one won't work. It only catches every fourth word you say. We'll talk for a minute while I get the other one. Don't unplug me until...
Let's try a different outlet first.
No,
it's still that
one. Why does every show start out with 10 minutes of us trying to fix this fucking equipment?
Well, it's live. That's how it's supposed to be.
Why can't we just go on 10 minutes early and figure out this fucking wind blowing in the background? Honestly.
There's only four people listening to us, so it's okay.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be
Actually, only two, because we're two in the room.
I'm sure people are going to be listening later on when it's posted on iTunes.
Yeah, but it's free, so it's okay. Go ahead, switch them out.
All right.
So today we actually woke up to some cold-ass fucking weather. And when we say cold, we mean like, what, 59 degrees?
Yeah, 60.
So,
it was 60 degrees, maybe.
It was 60 degrees, and our asses were shivering when we woke up. Which, in my apartment where I used to live, that would not be considered cold. Because,
he had 6 inches of cat hair and crud on the floor?
No, asshole.
No. Love ya.
But because I have carpet, and this house is
hardwood.
It's hardwood, and it's up off the ground. So we have, how much space do you think we have from the ground to the house?
A couple feet, maybe.
So all that cold air is like seeps through the floor.
It's seeping through the floor.
And it's not good. So, actually, Julian told me when I first moved here that I was probably going to have to get a heater.
Yeah.
My bedroom and bathroom.
We have central heat, but it doesn't quite, you know.
Right. We actually don't really need it here in Florida unless it gets, like, what, in the 30s or something?
Yeah, of course.
So, and then we'll use it, but, that would be scary.
Apparently, there was some heating going on in your bedroom last night.
Really? Right there? Straight to that. Is that one out, too?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, just leave it, and I'll get the
other another one.
One? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just take the windy one away.
Because
really, I'm not going to be cutting out during this story.
Right. Zarius says it's 37 degrees where they are. Zarius, are you a guy or a girl? And how long have you been listening to Foul Monkeys?
And where is
there? And where are you located?
Yeah, where is there?
I hear wind again.
I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe it's your settings.
Oh, he's a male. He's a first-time listener in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're
not. Wow, that's cool.
We're not normally this
rough. Sorry, Zarius. We're We're actually pretty...
usually our equipment fallops are much, much worse than this.
And we're pretty more professional than this, but we really don't care. It's because this is for free, really, so it's not like...
No, I'm more professional than this. Ricky wakes up at 2:59 from a nap, stumbles in here, starts eating kettle corn that I made, that I offered, of course. Yeah. That's how professional he is.
Pooh Bear goes, bullshit.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to where I was.
Yes, I was there was going to get off that topic. But...
some warming up going in your bedroom last night. I'm going to tell my side of the story.
Okay.
And you can fill in the blanks with whatever you like.
Okay.
So, me and Chris were laying in bed last night, and we were fooling around, and all of a sudden we hear this bang, 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 bang on the wall, and we look at each other and we're like, no, no. And it quits for a couple minutes, and then, you know, a few minutes later, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, no, they are not. There is nothing else that could be making that noise coming from that room. So, yeah, a few minutes later, well, not a few minutes, but maybe 20 minutes later, we hear them open their bedroom doors, and one of them goes into the shower, I assume to wash the cum out of their ass, but...
condoms, we didn't have that.
So, yeah, me and Chris start going, oh,
slap me.
Oh, harder, faster, more, less. You know, so. Okay, that's my side of the story, Ricky.
As I'm, as we're in the act of doing this, I hear the bed start hitting the wall, and I'm like, no. No, we have to stop. We can't. Sorry. He's like, oh, no, come on. I was like, okay, but you got to go slower. You can't have this bed hitting this wall. I am not going to be made fun of.
Which is exactly what happened.
Yes, it happened, because towards the end, I mean, I had to pretty much let him do what he needed to do, so. Embarrassing. I knew.
That we could time. That we could hear you?
Yeah, I knew it. I was like, fuck. So... So I was so embarrassed. I was like tiptoeing out of my room, and I heard you guys say, oh yeah, you're gonna make me fucking hurt.
And what did Drew ask you?
Drew got back in the room. He goes, do you think they were making fun of us?
Duh. Of course we were making fun of you.
He's so pretty. I love him.
Which, you know, right as we started hearing banging,
uh-huh,
was right when I was trying to get off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no.
You couldn't concentrate?
No. It was not working. All I could think of is y'all bumping uglies in the next room, banging into the wall.
Which, I have to say this, it has been 2 months since Drew and I have been dating, and it was the first time we ever did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually going to wait until next weekend, but I decided to do it a week earlier.
He was horny.
Yeah. So
his mussy was throbbing.
But Drew has been, like, asking and asking, when are you going to give me that booty?
Well, yeah, he's, like, what, 18 and 2 weeks, years old? <Shut up. laughs> He, like, wants it bad.
He's 25.
Same difference. until you hit 30, the wind changes direction, and you get
that is
hard.
True.
Yeah,
that is very
once
true.
Once you hit 30, it takes a little more effort, unfortunately.
But I was so, I was like, oh, the bed's hitting the wall.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you didn't try to shove a pillow between there.
There were pillows between there. And to keep the bed from hitting the wall, I was actually holding the wall. It was still hitting it. And I was like, meh.
That must have been some mighty hard fucking there.
Let's just say we had to start out slow. Real slow.
Did you use 2 or 3 gallons of lube?
Just gallons.
Well, you know, if you've ever been to the porn store, you know they sell it in that big bucket with, like, the pump on the top. Yeah.
Hey, I had a friend that had one of those. I was like, and kept it by his bedside. Didn't even put it away.
How much do you have to fuck?
Ugh.
And often do you have to fuck to need one that big?
Can y'all hear Annika walking back and forth? Because apparently he can't sit the fuck down.
I can see if you're, like, a porn star or something, that you need a pump. Big, that bit, yeah.
But could you imagine being a porn star and having all that lube inside of you all the time?
Ugh. Well, I'm sure it'd eventually come out.
Because this is what I'm just saying, okay? And I hope, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's experienced this. But, you know, after everything's done and everything's, you know, you take your shower or whatever. That first fart stinks.
smell like bleach?
No. It just has an odor that's different. Then, like, a
no, I have never experienced that. Actually. So I think that's just you.
I was just making a joke, really.
No, you weren't. No. He has hit some kind of malodorous place inside
you. He hit my sulfurous bulb.
That has released some kind of odor.
Oh, gee, I thought that being it was Sunday, the show would be like church.
Yeah, this is our version of church.
Who is guest 2852? Have you listened to our show before?
Anyway.
Oh, God.
So when you farted, was it a little juicy, too?
Of course. Like...
And you get a little sputum out of the rear.
We didn't use that much. Oh, sorry, I'm eating popcorn.
So did you wrapped it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course. That's the only way to have sex, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. For me, it is right now. So, yeah, that was last night. Let's see. What else has been going on?
Oh. Well, let's see. I just went down to Walgreens right before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had an awful backache and a headache.
How'd you throw your back out?
Carrying my sick dog.
You want to tell them about that?
I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, went down to Walgreens, get some ibuprofen, walk up to the front register, and there were these two black ladies, like, shopping at the end of the register, like potato chips or something. Anyway, I walked right up the register, girl's there, and I put my ibuprofen. Well, the black ladies decide to come on up. She didn't look at me or anything. She said, "Thanks for cutting in line." Now, keep in mind, I do not feel good, and I was not in a good mood.
Right.
So I turn to this bitch, and I say, "Usually when people are in line, they have their shit up at the counter."
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Oh, I know you didn't, blah, 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 blah." I'm like, "Look, bitch." I'm like, "I do not have time for your shit today. So if you want to be in fucking line, do it. If not, shut the fuck up." And I walked out.
Did you check out?
Yeah, I was done.
So they were shopping still,
and
then you went to go check out, and they thought you were breaking in line,
even though they weren't in line.
Mm. And that's all she said to you?
Well, she was running her mouth the same time I was running my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
just like the situation that was over there the other day,
basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whatever. I fucking hate stores, and I hate smart-ass people.
No. Franco, think of it this way. if she were pure white trash, I would have done the same thing. But she was pure white trash, but black. Now, you can insert whatever words you would like to right there to describe her. But she was trash, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah. Trash is trash, no matter what color it is. Exactly. It's trash. So, that kind of reminds me yesterday when Drew and I went to Salem's, and I made a tweet about this saying,
Salem's.
Salem's.
Okay.
What'd I say?
I thought you said Save-ums. I'm like, what the fuck is Save-ums?
So, you know you're in a predominantly black restaurant
mm-hmm.
when the soda flavors are red, purple, and orange, mm-hmm. and not Fanta, cherry, grape, and orange.
Right.
And I tweeted that, and people were like, oh my God, you're so racist. I'm like, no, I'm not racist. It just happens. It's that way.
Right.
So,
right.
We're in there, and we were getting chicken wings and something else. Chicken wings and fried okra. That tells you how country we are. I didn't want the okra, but I wasn't paying, so I really couldn't, have a say in that.
Right.
So there's this girl in there. Her name's Lisa.
Was she?
She was black.
Okay.
But she had issues. Maybe like
special
alcohol fetal syndrome or something. Something was not right up there.
Okay, gotcha.
But at the time, I didn't realize it. She just kept going, she needs her money back. She needs her money back. Give her money back. And then she'd go, please give me my money back. She needs her money back. And screaming at the top of her lungs. Well, apparently Lisa comes in there a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Lisa has what's known as the split personality.
Mm-hmm.
So she was defending the person to get their money back. But the person that needed to get their money back was also in the same body as her. So she was asking the question and then answering it.
The equestrian.
Yeah, the equestrian, which is a question mixed with a horse.
Exactly.
But she was in there probably a good 20 minutes. But the people that work there are so used to her being there that they were just like, whatever, Lisa, here's your money. And they were giving her invisible money.
It's like music to them, right?
Yeah.
It's just in the background. They don't hear it.
But they were giving her invisible money, and she knew she was not getting any money in that hand.
Mm.
She needs her money back. Get my money back, please. I was like, we're going to get sliced. But I did have issues with this that is not funny because although she probably is an adult, she doesn't have, like, the mental capability to probably be out by herself.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were the people that were supposed to be taking care of her? Of course.
Selling crack.
Probably.
Or drinking equestrians.
Drinking a 32-ounce Old English because they don't sell 40s here in Florida.
Or some blue.
But I felt really bad about that part because, I mean, somebody could actually hurt her.
Right.
And she would not have the ability to protect herself,
well,
which is sad.
Unfortunately, there is a lot of that out there, and mm-hmm. there's, it's just a sad fact of life.
Wow, you sound so sad, Julian.
Well, you see how I switched into the from the funny co-host to the really
mm-hmm.
Really yes, so sad.
I can't wait for Joe to bitch you out. Oh. Oh, please. Joe loves us. That story has nothing to do that she was black.
No.
That story has to do she was crazy. She could have been white, she would have been crazy.
She was a mouthy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my story.
Oh, your story?
She was a mouthy bitch,
mm-hmm.
regardless of her
whatever color. Because a bitch can be any color.
And she needed to be told off, which is what I did.
Some people, I experienced that at Walmart one time when I was like younger, only like 22. You know, like 10 years ago.
You're not supposed to tell these things. Anyway, go ahead.
I was in line with my friend Melissa, and I used to work at this Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I had quit like maybe 2 weeks before
that. So this is the one where you turn tricks in the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
I don't work at that Walmart.
In the men's room?
Right. I don't work at that
one. Okay.
People, I really don't turn tricks in the Walmart bathroom, so don't believe that shit.
He does it in the Walmart dressing room.
Yes. Where there's no cameras. But I was in line, and the girl that was the cashier was a friend of mine. So we were talking back and forth, and, you know, I was buying groceries or whatever. And, hey, Buster, leave her alone. So the lady behind me goes, "It is not her job to be paid to talk to you."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, flames from the side of my face.
Mm-mm. It ain't,
I turn around.
It ain't none of your goddamn business.
Right.
Who I'm talking to.
I turned around to her. I said, "Yes, it is her fucking job to talk to me because she's checking me out and she's giving great customer service." And she was like, "Oh." And I said, "This is not a fucking gas station. You do not walk in and walk out. Nobody ever fucking does that at Walmart." Because if that was the case, Walmart would not be in business.
No, of course not.
So she was like, "Oh my God, did you hear how you talked to me in front of my son? I'll have your job." And I was like, "I don't fucking work here anymore, bitch. Take my job.
And shove it up your ass."
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, my face was, I mean, I was saying words out of my mouth before I could even comprehend them out of my head. Well, that's how pissed I was.
Oh, yeah. Well, fortunately, after I left Walgreens, I went to the store of which you work at.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm like, if anybody pisses me off in here, and, of course, fortunately, they were happy-go-lucky Stepford employees,
mm-hmm.
so nobody pissed me
right.
off. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they do to them to make them so happy, because it is not the same way.
I know, but fortunately, you know, I was really in a mood that I didn't need to be pissed off. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I would have strangled somebody and
right.
drowned them in the milk aisle.
Milk aisle. No, you could do it in the seafood aisle where they have, like, the melted water.
I can't stand that smell.
I know, and you have to walk past it.
It smells like a fucking lesbian bar back there at that little section.
How dare you?
It smells like pussy, and you know how I feel about pussy.
Julian, I'm pretty sure that not all pussy smells like fish.
Well,
I'm pretty sure about this
gay man's mind,
uh-huh.
all pussy smells like tainted seafood.
So what does ass smell like to you?
Nothing.
Flowers?
Nothing if it's washed. Which, if it gets near me, it's going to be washed.
I just love the fact that you think that every woman's pussy smells like fish.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go around enough to find out.
Guest 2859, you might need to make sure that you have the latest whatever it takes to...
Silver Star.
Silver Fox or whatever that is to make sure you can chat. So
I'm a chat beaver, y'all.
So we have with 5 guests in here. We don't know who they are. Oh, guest 2862, it's / Nick /
and then
the name you want to be.
Whatever name. No, we don't need Nicole.
No, we don't need Nicole. This show has survived almost 4 years with 400 billion people as co-hosts.
Well, now that she's cut out, I can work on her record.
So, whatever.
Says the man who has not changed his name.
Smoking Tater. Is this Amy or is it Chris? Or both?
It's probably Amy because Chris is out there selling his meat beside the road.
There should be a lot of bears by the road then.
they're all in Orlando.
Right. That is true. I was supposed to go to Bear Bus this weekend, but then we changed our mind, and then I was supposed to go see Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu, but then I ran short of cash, and then I was like, oh, we can't make it. But then they called Drew Saturday. He was supposed to originally work 9 to 3, and then like, oh, can you work till 4:30? Oh, can you work till 6? So by the time we would have got out of there, went to St. Pete, it would have been dark, and I would have been pissed because I want to see the, you know, the sunset and all that shit. So
apparently you stayed in and had your own bear bust in the bedroom.
Yeah, you could say that.
Bust that ass.
Ow.
Chris is in his truck.
Oh.
On his computer. Yeah, don't let any potential customers listen to us, because they'll run away. I don't care how good your meat smells.
Who is Ken? Ken who? And why aren't they showing up in the chat room?
Can you give that ass up again like you did last night?
Sater says they want Chris's meat. We should post a picture of Chris on the website and let people rate him.
I'm not getting involved with that. I will have no...
We'll have to ask Amy first.
Yeah, I... No. I'm not having her throwing a beer stein at me.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.